Hi guys, welcome to Patrice LaSalle's podcast. I am your girl, Patrice LaSalle. I'm super excited about today's episode. If it's your first time joining me, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. I love you so much. Today's episode is past due. I'm super excited because I have a special guest on today, which is my hubby. And today's topic is called Is She the One? If you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast, Is He the One? And I talked about how I wanted my husband to speak from a man's perspective on whether how a man identifies their wife and how they're able to discern if she's the one. And so today I want him to share from his perspective what men look for in a wife and how he knew I was the one. And so this one is for the men and the ladies. So I want to invite on my husband, the Levite, Enoch Fletcher Nahr, the bishop. So, yes. Thank you so much for joining us, honey.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
So welcome. I want you to kind of just share a little bit about maybe our journey, our testimony, how we met. And then how does a man know if a woman is the one? What does a man look for? Or for those men that are single, what should they look for in a wife?
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. I'm excited, honey, to be part of this. But I'm going to say like about three stuff. Like I got 3 points and I think that's what really, really, you know, I think it worked me a lot. You know, that's just what it's like an injection, a pump. And then, you know, I knew like, okay, this is it, you know. I mean, first of all, I say personality is very much important. I say 3 things. I say personality, faith, and vision. You know, when I talk about personality, I'm talking about how she handles herself, how she talks, her humility, you know, and whether it's fake or real, you know, because some people can fake because you know what? Yeah, they're crazy about you. Like they have a crush on you, you know, so they're going to fake like, yeah, you know, I listen. Yeah, but I don't really listen, you know, and all that. And how she treats you and how, especially if you want to really be sure, when we're talking about personality, you got to look at how she talks, you know, seriously, because I'm not a person who curse like that. So I don't curse. So, hello, I'm not going to look for somebody who curses because I don't want to hear that. So I look at how you talk. It's very important. You know, once in a while you can say something. Yeah, that's fine. But when you literally have, you know, everything you say is a cursing word, I think that, hey, you got to work it out depending on the kind of man you want. You know, so your personality told me, it made me know that you know the man you want. Because seriously, you could go for any other man. All right. So personality means a lot. You get it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, personality means a lot. So how you talk, your humility, you know, how you handle yourself. And guys, don't forget this. How you treat your parents, how you treat your brothers is very much important. If you're going to marry a girl, you got to know her personality and how she treats her brothers. And the several times I had to sneak and listen to how you talk to your brothers. And so I'm like, oh, can we say hi? I want to see how you talk to them. Because it tells me, if you disrespect them, come on, you're going to disrespect me. Now, figure it out. Every time, even if you have any problem with anybody in your family or your brothers or whatever, I look at how you deal with them. Because that's literally how it's going to shower on me. Automatically, but here is it. I checked how you speak with your brothers and all that, and I realized that it was different. You understand? So then it's bringing me to the kind of ideal woman I'm looking for, the kind of woman, and so I'm talking about. You got it, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So I realized how you talk to your brothers and how you deal with your parents and, you know, your family self. You know, I realized that you left stuff about family. I'm like, okay, come on. So this is more of, you know, it's not just a wild girl, because I wasn't looking for a wild girl, you know, but I was looking for a decent girl, you know. I mean, y'all don't get me wrong if you're wild. You know, you can get your type of man. It's okay. But I'm just saying that if you really want to position yourself for that kind of, you know, relationship or finding marriage. That kind of marriage you want, you know, you got to really get it right. Because seriously, when you get into it, you can change it. You can change nothing about it because you're going to live with it for a long time, you know. So this is it. So personality is one important thing. You want me to go to the second thing? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, personality. It makes sense.
Personality is very much important. You got to know, okay, because the personality of a person is going to tell you. It comes with the gestures, how she handles stuff, you know, how she talks, you know. Is she quick to say, I'm sorry? And that's one thing I found about you. Honey, I mean, that thing always got me. Like, even when you were right, and to me, I'm like, yeah, baby, I don't think this is, I think you're getting it all wrong. Within a twinkle of an eye, you're just going to say, honey, I'm sorry. I don't want this to be this thing. And your humility really, it got me. And I'm going to be honest with you about that. Humility, your personality, that you don't have time to quarrel. You don't have time to, you be like, you know what? We're not going to waste our time on this, honey. Let's just let it go. And that thing just always got me. It really got me. It got me to the point like I was really in love with you, like, but I was hiding a little bit. You know how men are egoistic and men don't want to. But guess what? God knew I loved you. All right. So that is it. You want me to go to the next one?
Yes.
All right. So your faith is important. Now you got to know. Now there is no way I'm going to marry somebody who is not in alignment with my faith. Because if I'm going to marry you, I expect that you have a belief, you have an understanding. You know, you are at least, seriously, because faith is everything. Faith has everything to do with your culture and with where you're going. Because faith is what men's... the bad part of you. Faith is what, you know, give you a reason to live a righteous life. Faith is what gives a reason to be pure. Faith is what gives you reason to be to stay at peace with all men. You understand? So the kind of faith you have is important. You understand? You can have any woman. You can have the right woman. If she's gonna be the one, she gotta be at least she gotta sync with my faith. Because seriously, when all is said and done, and we're we're living together, we're married and all that, it's going to come back to faith. Because there's something that must bind us together. That's, we don't just marry for marrying's sake. And we don't just marry because we want to show to everybody, yeah, I got a man, I got a woman. No. Because after all is said and done, you know, all the kisses, all the cuddle, you know, sleeping in the same bed and getting up. The next thing is the faith. Because when things become bad, when you're going through financial issues, when you're going through stuff, what is your faith? Because your faith is what makes you pray. Your faith is what gives you a belief. You know what I'm talking about, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come on, girl. Okay. So your faith is what makes you, because that's what y'all going to hold hands to pray together. Whatever you believe in, your faith is important. Now, we believe in God. I'm telling you, we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that he died and rose again on the third day. We believe that, hey, when we pray in the name of Jesus, you know, mountains move. So when couples, when you find that she is the one, when I figure that she is the one, and then if we can pray together, hold hands together, it's the most powerful thing on earth. You understand what I'm talking about? So faith is important. And that's one thing I figured out about you, honey. Like, your faith was important. You were in love with God. And that's what melts me, because I'm a lover of God, too. So, hello, you got to know what you're looking for. And people can fake it. You got to really know whether this person truly, really is in love with God. Because the Bible says the people that, you know, they praise God with their tongue, with their lips, but their hearts are far away. But that wasn't it. I figured out. I saw the end of the heartbeat of your heart for God. My baby was crazy about God. You understand what I'm talking about? You blushing?
No.
Come on. Don't blush, baby. Now, but you know, I'm being honest, and I've been saying this all the time, everywhere. And your faith was everything to me. Because when all is said and done, there must be something that we all agree and we all can hold hands to say, let's pray about this. Let's pray for the kids. Let's pray for our children. We're praying for our kids to come. We're praying for the future. You understand? And we all in the same level. We believe in the same God. So it makes it easy. Now, I want y'all to say, don't say that I'm going, if she the one, okay, you know what? She is good and all that. And I think she's good in that, but her faith is different. Yo, don't get into something that you're going to be disappointed. Because the moment you marry and love meets love and love connects, you know what? Now, there's going to be, faith is not going to talk here. So you got to watch all that. And I figured out my baby here had faith, super faith in God. His faith in God was unbelievable. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Come on. Okay. So the third thing I'm going to talk about, I got a lot, but today is my first time. So I'm going to be gentle today. Hello. So the last thing, the third thing I see is her vision. So her personality, her faith, her vision. Now, I realized that one thing was when she decided, now, you were going to leave to the Bible school. And going to the Bible school, see, because I'm like, come on, I see a lot of young people, and a lot of people not going to make that, not going to take that step. Because come on, you had a good job, you were making good money, you had a good job and everything. And you're like, honey, then you're my girlfriend, my fiancé.
Girlfriend.
Okay. So you were like, come on, you're my fiancé.
We weren't engaged, please.
Oh, we're engaged. Okay, righty. What y'all doing that? Gotcha. This American way, huh? Hella. Okay, but to me, we had really come to a level, you know. And then, she said, "I'm going to go to the Bible school." Now, this is what really struck me. It wasn't about just your vision, but I figured out that this was a woman who was ready to connect even with the vision of a husband. Because seriously, who you marry is important. All right. And when a woman marries, in a way, no matter your vision, no matter your heartbeat, you got to connect to the vision of your husband, because there has to be a lead. You need a man that's going to be your lead. You need a man with a vision. You need a man that can, you know, that can lead in many ways. And vision is very important. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But I figured out that this wasn't a woman who was just now. I realized that you also had a vision. Because listen, when a vision meets a vision, there is a high voltage of visionaries that causes things to happen. So there's not going to be a struggle, because if God is telling me to do this, it's so easy for you to tap into it, because you carry vision too. You know what it means to have a vision. And you know that together you can join your vision. Together we can merge our vision to fulfill the assignment of God. Mm-hmm. So that's when I figured out. And you know, there's an old African proverb. It says, it's a wise saying, you know, and it says, you want to know that?
Yes.
Yes. It says that, I think a lot of people say it too. I mean, I think it's everywhere. It says, behind every successful man, there is a successful woman.
We say it here too.
Y'all say it here.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So it tells you, honey, that moved me. I said, okay, now. That's why I supported you with everything, because every vision that is connected to God is worth it to live forever and ever. Now, you can have personal visions and all that. That's cool. But you're like, how does this connect in any way to God? Or how is this going to impact somebody? That's very much important. Because the moment it's going to impact somebody positively, it means that God is in it. Because God loves positive stuff. You know what I'm talking about? So that really touched me, honey. Mm-hmm. That really touched me. I said, come on, that's my baby. I said, now, she's not just looking at her vision to enhance her spiritual life, to enhance her knowledge in God, you know, to build her life, you know, ministerial, have that kind of mindset, you know, lifestyle. So come on, she's doing this so that it will be easy for us to fulfill that which God has for us. Because here you are, that your hubby has a vision in God. Your wife has a vision in God. when it merges together, there is a sparkle. And the world is going to be really impacted in an easy way. You know what? So no matter how you fight, you have a common cause. You have a purpose. We have a purpose. We have a vision. No matter how you're mad, we have a vision. So madness has no place. Your negativity has no place. Nobody has a place to even destruct anything. Because you know what? We are in vision. Hello. So a woman with a vision is important. And that's what I saw in Honey. I saw you. You have this vision. You tell me stuff about what I said. Oh, it's really the same thing I want to do. Is this a woman having a vision and there's a man having a vision. That's the both. For this cause, the two shall become one. Mm. And when we become one, there is a sparkle. Hello. You catch it, honey?
Yes.
So this is what we have to understand. It's very much important. These were some of the things that really, really hit me. And later on, I'm going to share with them how I met you. I met you in a prayer. What?
Meeting.
In a prayer meeting. Hollow. So the Bible says, you know what? The steps of the righteous are ordered by God. Now, you ain't going to find, see, if you're going to find your wife, I don't know how you found people find, but people find their wives in many, you know, weird ways and all that. But hello. It makes it easy when you find it at the right place. You know what I'm talking about? I found you at the right place. And only God knew what I was praying about. And only God knows what you told.
I want you to talk about it.
Oh, come on, honey.
What
not
you
today.
Were praying. Oh, not today.
Not today. We're going to keep that for another time. That's a whole one. Like, it's a whole episode.
Oh.
That everybody going to get ready for. Yeah, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very much important. Her personality, her faith. Number one, her personality. Number two, her faith. Number three, her vision is very much important. Don't just get any woman who doesn't even know what they're about. Seriously. And you're going to say that, you know what? Oh, I'm going to, yeah. Yes, my man has it. And that's no. You got to have.
I have a question. So a woman, a single woman, mm-hmm. should have an idea or vision for her life before she's ready for a husband.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you're going to struggle. You're going to really fight with your hubby. Because you're going to be like, you know what? You're not going to get what he's doing. Because it is your vision that emerges. It's your vision that submerges. Mm-hmm. It's your vision that connects. Because now, you say, a wife is supposed to honor your hubby. A wife is supposed to submit. But this is what happens. Your vision submits to her vision.
To his vision.
But literally, whatever y'all are going to achieve is going to come back to you, the woman, because the woman you marry can either make you or break you. Mm. So the real success of every man is actually on the woman. on the woman you marry. Mm. I'm telling you, it don't matter who you are. No matter your greatness, if you're not connecting to the right woman, you're going to mess up.
Wow.
You got it, honey?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You're going to mess up. The woman you marry is important. Her personality.
Her character?
Yeah, personality has everything. Character, gestures. You see the realness? Some people can fake. And you were so honest. See, your personality is this, that you were so open. You told me everything. Now, even if you didn't tell me all this stuff, what you told me is enough. Because you know what? It is right down deep down your heart. You were so open. You were open book. Mm-hmm. Now, honey, if anybody should tell me anything, it will mean nothing to me because I already know. And even I even don't know, I know too much to be worried about what anybody's going to tell me. Because I had a wife, I met a woman who was an open book. Mm. I feel, because seriously, as a man, and men are mostly, you know, egoistic and all that. And
prideful.
Yes, and they're trying to play, you know, yeah, bossy and all that. But guess what, honey? You wear such an ideal woman. I'm telling you. There were times I did everything. I'm going to confess here. I did everything for you to react some way. So I could say, you know what, honey. I did everything. It didn't work. Every time. I have a person register. I have a person check. It's a checkbook. Check, check, check. So seriously, I did stuff so that I could check. I couldn't get nothing. Like, it was so hard to find something to use against you.
Hey, really?
You were always passing like that. I'm like, no. I'm like, Lord, no. See, it was too. It was you. It was so true to be true.
So too good to be true.
That's what I mean. It was too good to be true, honey. I ain't kidding to you. I ain't kidding to you.
So the thing is,
yeah,
I would say that it's God, because the times when I wanted to run away,
of course,
God wouldn't let me. Mm. And so when we're talking about is he the one or is she the one, God brings two people together for a purpose. And I kind of shared how we met. He wants to hold off on his perspective on how we met for another episode. But when it's such a purpose in it, God himself binds it together. And I think that's one of the things that he and I found, because I know there were moments where I'm like, God, I'm done. Like, nope, this is too hard. Mm. But even in those moments, I remember one time in particular, I don't know what you did. It was something probably minor. And I went to bed and I was like, I told God, I said, I'm done. I'm not talking to him anymore. And I woke up the next morning and it's like this deeper love in my heart that I had. Like, I loved him more than I did before I went to sleep, which didn't make sense because I told God I'm done. And that's how I knew that it was God in this relationship. And so everything you mentioned, you said personality. Men look at personality, the character of a woman, which is very important, because women, when we talk about submission, that will probably be another episode. Someone actually requested us to talk about that. But okay. What, you know, the character of a woman, the personality is important. You also said faith, which is very powerful, because the Bible says do not be unequally yoked.
Yeah,
and so that two people should share the same faith. And a lot of times you'll find people, for example, someone that's Christian, they'll go and date a Muslim. And they'll think it's okay. But the Bible is very clear that we shouldn't be unequally yoked. And so faith, that a man looks at, a man of God, a Christian man looks at the faith of a woman, that she believes the same thing that he believes. And it's not just saying, you know, I'm a Christian, but actually living that. Like you said, you know, you observe her or her prayer life. You observe her level of faith in her personal life. So those things are important. And what was the last thing you said?
And her vision.
Yes. So you were going to say something.
And I was going to say that. And how you treated kids touched me.
Oh.
That's one thing, too. I'm going to tell you. That's one of the things. So there's a whole lot. But today I just want to deal with only three things. But how you treated kids really touched me. You didn't fake it. And how you treated people around me, because you know there's a whole lot of people around me. And I know sometimes you're like, okay, yeah, I know honey's making time for everybody, you know, but it's like, I'm the last person. It wasn't easy for you. Oh, you remember the times you cry. But
really?
But the thing is that, see, you don't hold things for too long. That's the thing. It's okay. The Bible says, you can be angry, but do not be angry while the sun goes down. So you don't sleep over your anger. And that's amazing things. The personalities, the things I figured out about you is what hit me. Hey, God, and I'm like, you all in a bag of chips, honey. Yeah.
Honey, nobody say that no more.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You stole all that.
Aye.
In a bag of what? They didn't say bag of chips, but it was,
what kind of chips?
Heavenly chips.
Heavenly chips. Oh, manna. All that in a bag of manna.
All in the bag. Oh, that sounds cool.
Oh, my God.
All that in a bag of manna. It's holy baked. Holy baked. Yeah.
So the last thing was vision. And that's very powerful because I have a lot of, I mentor some young ladies and I have a lot of friends that are single, and sometimes, you know, women, I think I shared in one of my episodes how I was very content in my singleness. Like, I probably could be a single woman the rest of my life. But
you were doing good when I met you.
Yeah. But I know there's some women who can't wait to be married. Like, they feel like if they're not married, they have no purpose. Mm. And so the vision part of it was very, very deep because it talks about, as a single woman, what should you be doing? It's so much you can do as a single woman. It's so much vision. Allow God to show you a vision. And one of the things that, I mean, before I met you, I mean, God was just showing me dreams. He gave me dreams. He gave me prophecies. Like, he showed me what I would be doing. And one of the things that he and I discovered, because when we first met, I would literally say, you know, I want to do this with the youth. And he's like, that's been a vision. That's been something I always wanted to do. And it's always been like, whoa. Or I'll say, I want to do this. And he's like, I always wanted to do that. And so we didn't know that up front. But that's, I allow God to give me a vision as a single woman and as a man. We talked about it as, is he the one? Because God gave Adam an assignment before he gave him a wife. And he gave him something, an assignment before he needed a helpmeet. And so as a man should already know his purpose. He may not already be full submerged in it, but he should know what it is. Yeah, before he needs a helpmeet. And as a woman, as a helpmeet, I love that a woman should have a vision for her life. Is she the one? Does she have a vision? Some women, you know, it shouldn't be just being a wife and having the kids and being a housewife. He created you for a purpose, that there's something so that he's assigned you specifically to do. And one of the things I can say that I know it's not, is he the one, but I can say I'm grateful for, because I was such a woman of vision. I knew I could not marry any man. I knew I couldn't marry a man that wouldn't allow me to walk in my purpose or to fulfill the vision and the assignment God gave me. And so that's one of the things where I knew I could not marry any man. And I think every time I would share with him, especially when it came to Bible school, what God was showing me or what I desired to do, he was supportive and he pushed me in it. And that was confirmation or reassurance that he would be the right person. When he was the first person that gave me the pulpit to preach. And so he saw what was in me and he pulls it out. He still does it. And sometimes it's very frustrating, but he does that. But as a woman, you should already have a vision for your life. That's very, 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 very powerful. So we always end in a prayer. So I'm going to have him pray over us, or pray over. So, honey, I'm going to have you pray over us and every listener as we conclude today's episode.
Thank you, honey. Let's pray. Wherever you at, Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We micrograph your holy name. Ain't nobody like you, Jesus. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You reign in all the earth. You have given us opportunity to be alive. We thank you for grace. We thank you for health. We thank you for divine health. We thank you for peace reigning in our hearts. We thank you for direction. We thank you for leadership. We thank you for aligning us in our assignment. Thank you that everybody listening to me will not miss the assignment, will not miss the right partner for their lives, Lord. In the same grace you empowered us to see and to connect rightly, lead everybody to connect in the name of Jesus. I pray for everybody here, Lord, that you will empower them. You will grace them, oh God, and you will connect them to their right spouses, their right husbands and wife. Father, let them know the right person. Everything that would try to hinder them, to block them, everything that will try to lower their discernment. Oh Lord, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I nullify every assignment of the enemy against your relationships. Anybody who is confused about who is the right person, anybody who keeps making the same mistakes, falling into the right man, falling into the wrong women, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you realign them, Lord. Reshift them, oh God. Refocus them, Lord, and let this broadcast today, Lord, let it impact their lives. Let the anointing fall on them and bring a change in their lives. Give them a vision. Touch their personalities, oh God. Transform them, oh God. And also, oh God, let their faith be built on a solid rock. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower them and give them the same grace you gave us, Lord. And we pray that there'll be testimonies, oh God, of the relationships of the man that comes into their life, the women, oh God, before they marry. Show them, oh God, the right man, the right material, the right husband, the right woman, the right wife for their lives, for their generations and their destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray beyond and above everything that you will not miss the right woman or the right man for your life. May the Lord help you to make the right decisions, and may the Lord realign your life and relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen. Wow. I never do this, but as you were praying, I saw the word destiny partners, and the Lord reminded me that right before I met you, I received a prophetic word from a prophet, and he said, you're going to meet your destiny spouse, and this is your destiny marriage. Wow. So we released that over Jesus, you all, in the name of Jesus, that destiny spouses, destiny marriages, Jesus, will come forth out of this episode, that as you listen, we prophesy over you in the name of Jesus, that you will meet your destiny, you will meet your destiny spouse, that your destiny marriage will come forth in the name of Jesus, your marriage will be fruitful. It will be a marriage of purpose, a marriage of destiny, a marriage that will literally shake the four corners of the earth, that will bring transformation, that will bring a shift. We prophesy right now in the name of Jesus that destiny marriages come forth in the name of Jesus. We call divine meetings. Divine meetings. May you and your spouse be at the right place at the right time in the name of Jesus. May God open your eyes to see one another. May God open your eyes to see one another in the name of Jesus, and we release, we prophesy, we release our testimony over you all. That testimony is the spirit of prophecy. We release our testimony of destiny marriages over you. This prophetic word, we release it over you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that testimonies are coming forth. And we thank you, Father, that you are bringing together powerful couples, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Wow. So if you were blessed by today's episode, I encourage you to share this with a friend. Share this with someone. Encourage them if you have someone that's single, whether it's a male or a woman that's, you know, trying to figure out, is she the one? Is he the one? Am I the one for the women? Share this episode to encourage a friend. And we're believing that testimonies are coming forth. And please make sure you share them with us. You can find me on social media as Patrice Lassell. And you can feel free to send your testimonies from this episode, because we know they're coming forth. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, bye-bye.